Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we are wrapping up our week as we have been talking about the topic of divorce. And obviously, usually pain when you hear that word, but my guest, Lisa Good and I, both have been through divorce, and yet as followers of Jesus, he has healed us and brought us hope, and we've been trying to do that this week, and we've just addressed many different topics. I want to encourage you, if you're going through one or you know somebody, check out the podcast of our previous four programs. They're only 14 minutes long. You can find those at our website, hopeishere.today. I also want to remind you that Hope Is Here is a ministry that we take donations. They are tax deductible. We are registered as a nonprofit, and if you'd be willing to help us out with these programs, if you've been blessed by them, and go to our website, hopeishere.today, make a secure online donation. Or also have had a few people that have sent me checks because they like to do it that way. That's fine too, and we can provide the address for you to mail your checks. You just simply make them out to Hope Is Here Ministry. Well, Lisa, today I just will kind of hit on a lot of different topics, but, you know, one is, okay, you know you're divorced, you've gone through the five stages that we've talked about of grief through a divorce, but there are some positives, and like everything in life, you know, there are, if we look for them eventually, even though at the beginning we have a divorce, we don't see those, but one you shared about, you know, man, you started writing poetry. My form of healing was journaling and things, but you used poetry and were able to write out a lot of the pain, heartache, disappointment, and you wrote quite a bit of poetry.
I did, and I had, my family would read it, and they would say, well, it's all about your divorce. I said, well, that's where my pain was, so that's why I wrote about that. You write about what your feelings are, and that's what came out every morning when I would wake up. That's what came out, and it was like emptying a bucket of water. You're just taking all that pain and pouring it out, and you just feel like a new person once all that's gone.
Well, psychologists would say that there is something, the way our bodies are wired up from our brain through our hand as we write out things, it does help bring healing. There's scientific research to show that. And she did it through poetry. I did it through journaling. I'm normally not a big journal person. I'd like to say that I am, but I did that during those seasons, and it really helped. And then the big thing I like, and you talked about this, is that when we write out our prayers, that we also can follow up with those prayers.
And yes, and write out the answered prayers, you know, like God answered my prayer to save my family from cancer. And those were, you know, what those prayers were answered, and writing them down and thanking God for that he's, you know, that he is the one who healed them. He is our healer.
Amen. Yes, he is our healer. The other thing is, you can maybe look at some new career options. Sometimes it's not by choice. You have to do it. And I know, you know, kind of your situation. And then I was able to do some things. Didn't plan on not being married, having children at this point. So share about kind of what happened with you in the career aspect of things.
Well, after being a hairdresser now for 34 years, I came back and wanted to begin my career again. But I had to start all over again with the clientele. So as I searched around town and went into different salons that I'd worked at before, but they weren't hiring, or it wasn't a right fit for me at that time. So I walked into a salon now over Brandon Crossing area, and a girl that I worked with before owns the salon. So I felt like that was where God was leading me to, and it's close to my home and close to the boys' school and close to my family that live in Danville. And now that I'm found Jesus through this divorce, I can share God's word with other people in my chair, and I've never done that before, and it's just a great feeling that I can help people look better with their hair, and I can also help them feel better in their hearts.
So they're looking good on the outside and good on the inside.
That's right. You know, when you put a smile on somebody's face like that in your chair after 34 years of doing hair, it still just it makes me feel good. Just puts a shine in my life.
Could you do anything with my hair? Quit laughing, Brad. Yes, my brother, my dome brother, Mr. Brad Taylor. Yes, you know, I love that. And, you know, I know there's going to be people saying, oh, man, I'd love to have her cut my hair because, gosh, I'd love to talk to her about my divorce. You see it as a ministry. So, people, what is the name of the salon that you work at now?
Capelli's Hair Salon.
All right. Capelli's Hair Salon there in Brandon Crossing, right off Nicholasville Road near the Jessamine County, Fayette County line. So go check out Lisa Good is her name. So she can check you out. Just ask for Lisa, and they'll know. Say the one I heard on the radio show, so they'll know that one there. So, all right. Well, I tell you, for me, you know, that's one of the things I looked at. I said, all right, well, I never dreamed I wouldn't be married, and, you know, at 42. And so I started looking at some career options. I decided to take a little break from ministry just to take some time to heal and things. And I did a sports radio talk show, something I'd wanted to do as a kid and as when I first got out of college, but didn't have the courage to do it. And got to do that for 3 years, and that was a lot of fun. And, you know, it didn't get to the level that I wanted to, and yet I stopped that and then went back into trying to have business ownership while doing a lot of ministry on the side and counseling and speaking at churches and worked part-time at Lighthouse Ministries. But Lisa, the amazing thing is God used those 3 years in doing the sports radio to prepare me to help do this radio program.
Little did you know.
I had no idea. And I know that I know that I know that this opportunity came about because of those 3 years. And I poured my heart and soul. And, you know, I really felt like it was a failure by the end of the 3 years because I wanted to get on a ESPN station to do the radio. And thought we did a good job. But God's been in this, and hope is here. The 3 years that I did the sports talk show and was fortunate to get several ESPN guests because of my brother Darren Horn, who had been an ESPN basketball announcer and then college basketball coach. He helped me a lot and was blessed. But in the 9 months of Hope is Here, we've had over 9,000 podcasts downloaded. You know, these programs obviously live on the radio. Well, in 3 years with 1250 Sports Talk, who I did Monday through Friday for an hour, I did not have that many in 3 years, and God's already but 9 months. So I know that God's in this. He's blessed it. But, you know, if I hadn't gone through the divorce, not that God wanted it, I wouldn't be doing this. So there are positives, and there is life after divorce.
That's right. God is good, and nothing is too small for God. He helps us through it all, and we just put our trust in Him and know that He's going to work things out for the right way for us. And He's our anchor in our storm.
He is your anchor in the storm. And I'll say this because I didn't like being told it by some people that loved me and a counselor one time, but you know, I was able to heal and mature more, which is embarrassing in your 40s and even your early 50s. Yet, you know, sometimes you just need to say, God, I'm okay with being alone. And if it's just me and you, you know, you can help meet whatever needs I have. And, you know, we don't like to hear that. And our even at church, you know, you leave church and 90% it looks like are couples. They may not be, but Satan makes it look like that. Yet I found when I really have trusted and when I'm lonely or hurting and just cried out to God, maybe not necessarily crying. There has been times that's happened, not often, but it has. But when I just say, you know, Lord, I need you. I'm hurting today. He always shows up.
He does. And I can empathize with that because when I was married, I was more lonely with somebody than I was alone by myself or through the divorce. So my kids would now, they ask me, Mom, are you going out with your friends tonight? I said, no, I'm staying home. I've got a date with Jesus tonight. You know, and we stay home and I stay home with my dogs and watch movies and just hang out in His Word. And I'm not alone. I'm never alone. He's always there for me, and He's got His hand out open. All I have to do is reach out and grab it, and, you know, He'll carry me through.
Yeah, I've had some female friends say that, say, you know, I say, hey, you date anybody? Nah, Jesus is my man right now. And so, you know, and I get that, and I think it is great. And when you can get to a spot where, you know, on the weekend, you may not have plans, and Satan's like, gosh, you know, you're going to be lonely, you loser, all that. And you can just say, you know, hey, I'm going to spend time with Jesus, as you talked about there, one night. Or the thing that you've modeled well and do with your boys, because I've seen you do it, and I know you do it other places too, but you've chosen to, you know, take this extra time you didn't plan to have available to go serve others.
That's right. We serve at Lighthouse Ministries and Lexington Rescue Mission, and I want them to see other people that don't have as much as they have and to humble themselves. And it's about serving others that serves God. And getting to know God is the best thing. Like Tony Evans said, if God knows your next mate, then why not get to know God?
Love that. God knows your next mate. Get to know God. And, you know, the ironic part is two things. If you go and serve, one, you're modeling what Jesus did. He said, I did not come to be served, but to serve. So that's a beautiful thing that, you know, I'd like to do as many things like Jesus as I can, but I fall at times. And that's one you can do in serving. The second thing is you just never know who you might meet at one of these serving events.
That's right, and I met you the first time we were at Lighthouse Ministry. So
that's true.
Who thought we'd be right here where we are now?
Yes, that's a great point. That's right. I forgot that is where I did meet you. So God, you know, He does. He's always working, and He's going to work after divorce, and that's what we're just trying to pull together today. One thing I just want to touch on quickly is dating after divorce. You know, you've seen it. I've seen it. We've done it. And you just have to be so careful because, you know, that is the natural reaction. I want to just jump into dating right after divorce, but man, you got to be really careful, don't you?
That's right. You know, you can't go in with rose-colored glasses on just thinking that everything's going to be, you know, a fairy tale again. And like I said before, being on our own and getting through all these different seasons is the best thing we can do for ourselves and for the next spouse. I mean, it's not fair to them if we still have all this, you know, wrapped up inside of us that we're going to just blow it all up on them. So clearing all that out of ourselves helps us to get into the next relationship in a lot better way and healthier way.
Amen. Well, that's good stuff there. We just hope that you've been encouraged and know that, you know what, God loves you even if you're divorced. As we kind of wrap things up here, Lisa, is there anything that you want to say to somebody that, you know, they're going through a divorce, maybe it's just here recently, what would your advice, your wisdom be to them if somebody's just going through an unexpected divorce?
Well, just to seek God's word every day. You know, I keep on 99.1 on my radio station at home continuously and in my car, and be around other people that are going through it like you are, because yeah, your family can support you, but they don't really understand if they haven't been through it, or understand, because every divorce is different. They're not all the same, so everybody's pain is different. So get into a recovery group, Christian counseling, you know, and get godly advice. Don't seek your friends' advice that give you manly advice. Seek people's word through God.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something I would really recommend too, is that, you know, make sure you're getting godly counsel with people. You know, a lot of times what the world does is not what God would have you do. And yet, you know, if you're in a troubled marriage, I want to encourage you to do everything you can. I mean, that's the one thing that do want to really speak to people right now. If you're in a marriage that's hanging on by a string, you know what? You're going to stand before God someday, and I want to encourage you and challenge you to make sure you could do everything that you knew to do to try to save your marriage. If it doesn't work out, then God will help you pick up the pieces. But I think at the end of the day, you know, a lot of times people don't want to say that, but the Bible says that Jesus came full of grace and truth, and we really wanted to show a lot of grace this week and hope you felt it in Lisa's voice and mine. And we want you to know that God does love you. He hurts because you hurt, and He will help you get through divorce, and He will help you heal if you let Him. I want to also encourage you to take advantage of that divorce recovery group at Emmanuel Baptist. It's starting on September 9th at 5 p.m., and you can check that out. That'd be really, really a good healing place. Anything else that you want to add, Lisa?
I don't think so. You know, God wants us to fight the good fight, though, the good fight of faith, and just always have Him first in your life. Wake up in the morning and put on your full armor of God, and go out and fight with the temptations that the devil has out there for you, and put God first in your life no matter what.
And I'll close with this. The Bible says, if God is for us, who can be against us? And we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. God loves you, and we do too. Thanks for joining us today on Hope is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.